There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Can't wait for the GM Shuffle podcast later today. It's always football season. The Jets and Aaron Rodgers getting close. It's a must listen for every football fan. Lombardi goes off uncensored. Players, teams, coaches, airports. Every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season, download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings, wherever you get your podcast. That's Steven checking in. Australian casino security have found many kids left in the car while the parents are inside gambling.
Oh, boy.
Sure, I liked them. This is, boy, oh, boy.
Okay, so I'm right now on my phone, Paulie. I'm on the DraftKings mobile app, and it opens in Massachusetts tomorrow. Johnny Avello from DK is going to be on in an hour and 45 minutes. Here is, maybe a pro tip. I don't know if it exactly qualifies as a pro tip, but it's teetering. It's on the brink. When you are on the DraftKings app, and down below, you click on where it says all sports, everything pops up. It's in alphabetical order. Academy Awards, Aussie Rules, Badminton, Baseball. I'm going to toggle down to Basketball and then click on College Basketball. On the app, then, you can navigate by conference. And this is beautiful to me because in Nevada, we've always had a rotation number, right? So that goes, it's the same number on the board for every single game. Like I'll call out rotation number 191. And I'm just throwing out numbers. That doesn't happen to... You know, it could be Rutgers, Michigan. That's how you identify the game at every sports book in Nevada. Books outside of Nevada don't use rotation numbers. So they list them by starting times, right? So you can search that way. But on the app, when you do what I just did, on DraftKings, every single conference pops up. And then you can navigate, if you want to go back to all games, there's a tab for that. There's a tab for top 25. But then there's Atlantic 10, AAC, ACC, and it's every single one where games are being played. It is fantastic.
Beautiful.
So, like, for example, right now we're talking about the Big Ten. I click on the Big Ten, whammo. Four games pop up right there from the Big Ten all on the app. And the game we wanted to talk about here, that Michigan and Rutgers game, this opened up 2.5, I saw on the Wolverines. They're 3.5 in this game against Rutgers today. Where are they at in terms of making the tournament?
Next four out.
Yeah.
According to Joe Lunardi.
It's a huge game for them.
I like Michigan. Beat them Rutgers already. Rutgers has lost 6 of 8. And Michigan playing well. But need it like blood. I don't know. This is interesting. According to Joe Lunardi, ESPN, last four in. Penn State, Rutgers, Oklahoma State, Utah State. Huge bubble game here. So not only does Michigan need this, they probably need the next one. As well, first four out, Arizona State, Nevada, North Carolina, and again, Clemson and Michigan part of the next four out. Mm. So they should have beat Indiana the other day. I think Michigan will get the win. a Rutgers team that comes limping in. They also need it, though, but I'll take Michigan in this one.
I like Michigan, too.
Good one. Yep, good way to start the day.
So if Penn State loses today, North Carolina wins, will they flip-flop? Penn State is catching 2.5 against Illinois.
I don't think that's enough for North Carolina.
I don't either.
It's because that's your... You would have finally your second quad one win, but it's both against Virginia, right? So you'd be 2-10 against quad one teams.
But then,
so not enough.
If they win the game today, and then what if they have, what's a win over Clemson do for them?
Right.
Clemson's nowhere to be found.
Clemson's not in either.
But so I don't know how much that helps them out.
Well, tinfoil hat guy, I think Mike Palm was onto something, though, too. With wouldn't you like to have them get in the first four? For eyeballs and
I think that'd be fascinating.
A big time school and program in there too, so that's he can go that route as well.
How about we get North Carolina and Oral Roberts in a play-in game?
Not Oral Roberts, they're in. It'd have to be a at large.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I forgot about that part. Was Wichita an at large the year that they were stuck in the play-in game?
Well, that's the other fascinating thing.
I thought they won their conference.
No, play-in's at large.
Okay.
Except for the 16 seats, with the other 16, any event.
Mm-hmm.
A team always makes a run from the first four, like Sweet 16.
Usually does, yep.
So that'll be something to monitor as well.
Another Big Ten game today. Ohio State was very impressive.
Wow.
They mauled Wisconsin yesterday.
Wow, for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They're up 22 with 10 minutes. Wisconsin cut it to 3. Make a free throw. Come on. It's not hard.
Yeah, UNLV did when they had to.
Practice concentration was Brick City, USA, from the free throw line down the stretch. Wisconsin, get out. You're done. That was embarrassing.
Yep.
So now, how do they look at the point spread? Iowa only 2.5, 3.
Only 2.5.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that number, Paul?
Yeah, and then the total as well, which Iowa, they're fun to watch with the lunatic McCaffrey. But the other thing is a lot of people respect this Ohio State team and think they can make a run. We're about to find out. And they're rest assured there will be a bid thief or two here. To shrink is everything we're talking about here with the bubble. That's going to shrink. Someone's going to shock the world and win one of these conference tournaments and come out of nowhere. And who knows? Maybe it's Ohio State.
All these trends are available on the website, vsin.com. So vsin.com in the Big Ten. Teams that are off the bye in the Big Ten tournament. That would be the Iowa game today. They're off the bye against Ohio State. And Maryland's getting a bye against Minnesota today. They're 14-10 straight up, but only 5-18-1 against teams that already played since 2018. And like I said earlier, Maryland is laying a massive number. Minnesota's terrible.
Right.
And, I had people reach out to me last night that they told me that they love Nebraska. I'm like, okay, whatever. And Nebraska could not get the win. So now Minnesota turns around. They're catching that huge number against Maryland. And that trend there means that Maryland now has to win by 14 points to cover that game today. All right.
If I play Minnesota, it'd be first half.
Yeah.
You already played the game. You could overlook the opponent. And if the dog's going to hang around, right?
Yep.
What are they going to be down 20 and come all the way back, right? So
yep.
I would say if you want Minnesota, I'd go first half.
I would actually, that is what I was thinking with Wake Forest today.
Okay.
Because this number is only.
Look at this line.
It's already, Miami's up to 6.5 now.
Okay. I saw 5 yesterday, right?
The total is 157.
Yeah, hello.
Now, the Wake-Syracuse game had a super high total. That's what I'm talking about. The end game, out of a timeout, Syracuse took just a...
How bad was that shot?
It's so bad.
How
on a
bad?
Scale from 1 to 10, it's a 1.
Yes.
You can't get any worse than that.
Yeah.
And then Wake buries a 3 with like 0.5 on the clock.
Fitting. Earlier in the year, Boeheim said Wake bought their team, and then Wake knocks him out, and he retires.
Yep.
Or forced out with the whatever you want to word it.
So maybe a little Wake first half in that game, and then again, the Duke number, they opened up 4 last night. That instantly moved to 6. And the total there is 141. And that Pittsburgh game against Ja Tech yesterday was back and forth the entire time in a high-scoring contest.
I do like North Carolina, though. I think this is... I respect Allen Boston. He thinks they can do the same thing they did last year. And why not? I mean, you're preseason number 1.
Yeah.
So we know how much talent they have. And now they know what's on the line. Virginia's in, so it's a must-win for North Carolina. I'll take the points today.
Yeah.
I think Carolina wins.
Do you want to do... Okay, so then what's the overall approach then? Do you want to do first half money line, first half with like a point? Carolina money line, Carolina plus the 2? How do you really want to break it down?
Yeah, you could do your first half game, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think they win? I think they win.
I think Carolina's got a... Well, I mean, the points right tells you that they have a really good chance to win this game.
They're begging you to bet Virginia. Absolutely. The late game's tough. And so think about that. Clemson's an underdog. They're the 3 seed. They're not even in the tournament. That's wild. But Mike's right, down here for the ACC. And no respect for Miami, which at least a lot of people bet some futures on them here. But how good they, how solid they were at home, and the fact that you can get them at a, still get them a good price to win it all. And they're only a, yesterday, only a 5-point favorite against Wake.
Yep. In the Big 12, we told you about this trend going into it yesterday. Favorites laying 4 points or more. It's been risky in this tournament going back 28 and 11 straight up, but only 14 and 25 ATS. Well, West Virginia was laying 4 points. They got there. They won. They covered. You had them yesterday, Paulie.
Piece of cake. Texas Tech again. Just get the season over with. And now Adams resigned. That weird story. I was reading from the scriptures. Yeah. I mean, it's just sick.
Sure. And now West Virginia turns around today. They're catching 3.5 against Kansas. Jayhawks favored there. And that total is 149.5. They just played, right? At Kansas.
Yep.
Fog Allen. And Kansas could not put this team away. And it was dicey late. And West Virginia, they had a chance to win that game.
There's another one, right? Look how short the line is. Sure. West Virginia safely in now, probably on the 8-9 line. Maybe you want to win some more games, get off that line. But certainly it also goes back to, with Allen Boston, what we talked about last week. Do you want, what's the motivation if you're a 1 seed? Do you want the rest? You don't want fatigue? You want to be well rested for the big dance? How do you want to play it? You know, some coaches can't stand it and say, let's get to when we play for all the marbles, right?
I do think,
I don't know.
Again, I said this yesterday on the air. I'll say it again right now. I do think like this trend makes a lot of sense, even though it wasn't a winner yesterday in the Big 12, because this has been basically the best conference tournament with the best teams for a long, long time. Or if it's not the best, it's right there near the top. And it's the best conference again this year. Like these teams are very close. So they have, you know, the dog is going to have a good chance to win the game outright, let alone cover. And you're not going to see massive point spreads in this round like you're seeing like in the Big 10. And Texas off the bye, lane 6 against Oklahoma State. I don't mind Oklahoma State today, maybe in the first half or for the game.
Sure.
Catching those points.
TCU, K-State's a great game as well.
I took the 2.5 with K-State last night.
Yeah. TCU's dangerous when healthy. But that you're right. This the conference is wide open.
Well, and then we found out last night they're going to be down a player moving forward. And the other one is a game that Mike Palm was on the show earlier today. He's the VP here at Circus Sports. He likes Iowa State. They have controlled Baylor in their meetings this year. They're catching 4.5 in this game. And the Cyclones fans are right there with the Jayhawks fans. They do a great job traveling to this tournament each and every single year.
And they're going to sell out a Busch Light. Ready for that.
Yep.
They'll drink you out.
So that's part of the Power 6 betting board today. We'll continue. Coming up next, how much is one player worth to a team's national title odds? Some books had them the second shortest shot on the board, and now that number is starting to drift after the injury. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness. $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, we'll get you ready for every game and every round. Unlimited access to the best bets, every pick, every show, every host, every guest, breakdown of every team, and predictions and picks from Brent Musburger as well. $19 through the end of the tournament. VSiN.com/subscribe.
We continue talking college basketball in the Big East today. Always a fantastic college basketball tournament. Marquette is laying 6.5. I'm sorry, check that. 7.5.
What it opened.
Yeah. Against St. John's.
There's the eights now.
Total here. Okay. All right. Total 161.5. They just played last weekend. The total was in the mid-150s. It flew over. Both teams almost scored 100 points in regulation. It was a crazy basketball game.
Right,
and Marquette blew a huge lead late.
Yes.
And St. John's almost won the basketball game.
Uh-huh.
So now that we turn around here a couple of days later and they play again.
Yeah, well, the close to home angle, Garden will be rocking. Can St. John's shock the world? Yeah. Again, look at the total's crazy, though, right?
Is it going to go to the moon again like last time? Or do we get a little bit of regression here in this total?
Yeah. Tough call.
I can't bet over 162 today.
Yeah. But you never know with the scramble points, and then it season's over for somebody, and they keep fouling.
Yeah.
No matter how much they're down as well. The thing that disappoints me is I was ready to go against, I couldn't wait to bet against Providence. What a line 7 with Connecticut.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Well, this will tell you, right? I mean, they're the 5 seed in this conference, and yet they were around 2-1 to win the whole thing. That'll tell you about their power rating. But,
Right. And their fans travel well and take over, and they'll be going to John's Pizza afterwards as well down the street. But that's, can't do it. Too many points. Can't get there. And also, can DePaul keep this run going as well? Now playing with house money. Big dog against Xavier. Xavier laying 12.5 after DePaul with the upset over Seton Hall.
Yeah. And what do seedings really mean in these conference tournaments? Not a lot. As you're looking at, again, the 5 seed here is a 7-point favorite over the 4 seed. And the Creighton-Villanova game, Villanova had to play yesterday. Now, they killed Georgetown, and that'll do it for Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
But Creighton's laying 5 today. I know Creighton has been like a trendy pick for a long time, going back to like last year because of the team that was assembled with the transfer portal and everything. And even now, as we're getting closer to the tournament, I've seen people make a case for Creighton to make a deep run. I can't get there with them.
Okay.
And I also don't want to lay 5 points today.
Right. Yep, no opinion. Right.
So let me ask you this, and in the Pac-12, we briefly touched on this earlier. They lost one of their, UCLA lost one of their best players for the season.
Too bad.
With an injury. Their title odds, I know that at least one book, they were the second shortest shot on the board behind Houston before the injury news came out. And UCLA was around plus 750. Well, right after the news popped yesterday, I saw UCLA drop to 15-1 in some shops. 15-1.
Maybe it wasn't enough. Guys I respect who cover the sport say that's it. They can't win it now. And they can't even make a deep run. If he's the best defensive player in the country, and he's 13, and is their third leading scorer, who knows? Maybe other guys step up, and the kid played well. They came off the bench in the Arizona game.
Right.
But this is just, that's tight. It's too bad.
It really is.
Too bad. Now, what happens today? Is it gloomy Gus and feel sorry for yourself? Or is it okay, next man up and let's go here? I don't know. But I think I like Colorado plus the 9 today. And they just played. UCLA beat them by 4. And I think also it's Colorado. Now, hey, wait a second. They have a big injury. This bracket opens up. We win. You could see the same thing about this Washington State-Oregon game is fascinating. You know, so Will Hill, Matt Eumann's making the case. Washington State can shock the world and win this tournament. Oregon is next 4 out, according to Joe Lunardi, behind Michigan and Clemson. So if something happens here and UCLA goes down, watch out because you're going to have a big dog in the championship game then, and And we'll see if UCLA feels sorry for themselves. The other thing could happen, too. Certainly they could come out, and they're a deep team with a good coach, and they show their pedigree and depth, and they take care of business. Yeah. But I will take the 9.
By the way, always be shopping around. I would say at all times of the day, some of these books might leave outrights on the board during these games. Most of them won't. But like today, Paulie, with what you just said, so Wazoo was around, I think, 22 to 25 to 1 early on before the number came down to win the Pac-12. Well, they were impressive last night. They can absolutely beat Oregon today. And if UCLA is hobbled a little bit, okay, yeah. Look at that path.
Yeah. How about the late game out here?
But again, I wanted to point this out real quick. I thought you could maybe catch like a 6 in the first half with Colorado. They split it right down the middle. They made it UCLA 4.5.
Okay. And then the game, and this is why you go from 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Pacific till midnight games today. 8:30, the late game, Arizona State and USC. Arizona State last team in, according to Lenardi.
I'm looking here. They're catching 3.
Yes.
Against USC. Total is 140. Yep.
And USC should be safely in now. I think they're still in even if they lose this game. But is that enough for Arizona State if they win? They might have to beat Arizona, too. I don't know. And I also, again,
you don't wanna,
how many bid thieves are we going to get?
Here's the thing. You really don't want to screw around at all. I mean, if you're close and you know that, and these teams will, you need to...
Well, these fan bases also travel, and it's a great atmosphere. For the Pac-12, if you can get USC, Arizona, and UCLA, Oregon in the semis, that is fantastic.
And Arizona's laying a huge number today against Stanford. That Stanford, they against Utah, that number was weird because Utah popped up to like a 2-point favorite, I think.
They wanted it over. They lost 5 in a row. They came limping in.
I mean, Arizona played at Stanford back on February 11th. They lost 88-79. But maybe they get healthy today and blow this team out.
Could happen.
Arizona
could
can do that to a lot of teams.
Yep.
And I don't know. It's unfortunate, like we said, with the big-time injury there to UCLA. They were good enough to win the whole thing this year. And we have the SEC today as well with 4 games on the board. LSU, that hurt me last night. They covered the 3. I had Georgia in that game. A tie game late. Georgia with a 3-point lead with 3 minutes to play. They can barely score again. They lost by 5. Vandy's laying 4.5 today. There's a path where Vandy can go on a run in this tournament. Stackhouse was the co-coach of the year. They had some really nice wins, including the one at Rupp recently as a 10-point dog. They won it outright. And they're laying 4.5 today against LSU. I don't think LSU is very good. They had a nice performance last night, but I don't think LSU is good at all. And then Arkansas opened up a pick last night against Bruce Pearl's club, and now Arkansas is laying 2. And I bet Arkansas picked them last night. Look at the way that this tournament shakes out here. Because Miss State, they're laying 3 today against Florida. And on this network, I heard people making a case that Miss State could be a team that you might want to back at 50-1 in that neighborhood to win the whole thing. If they win this game today, they can get an Alabama team, Paul, that has been extremely vulnerable here in the last 2 weeks with this Brandon Miller story. Beyond that, they would get a hobbled Tennessee team or Missouri if form holds. And then at the bottom of half of the bracket, it would be a Kentucky or an A&M. So it's not an easy path by any stretch, but this is a really good tournament, man. And I think
wide open.
I think it's wide open. Absolutely.
Yep. Wide open. How about the Mountain West out here now with the quarters? San Diego State laying 9 against Colorado State. The Aztecs, the 1 seed, they should advance. And then I have no idea. Then it's up for grabs. Now, again, Boise's in, but they swept UNLV and they should be able to win. They won by 18 and by 4. We'll see if the fans come out for this game because it is at 6 o'clock local time, so that helps if you can get any UNLV fans to come out to the game. But then Nevada needs it. They're out with a loss. They're laying 5 against San Jose State. 2 bad losses to end the regular season. And Utah State against the game New Mexico team. And Lobo Nation will be out here. The Lobos always travel well.
Yes, they do.
So that's the 8:30 game with Utah State. Utah State needs it to get in as well. And that line's only 3.5. With that late game.
I kind of like New Mexico in the game.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, although I think Utah State's pretty good. New Mexico has a lot of talent. I thought New Mexico was maybe live to win this tournament because of their talent. And by the way, I will tell you, that again, that's 11:30 on the East Coast. If you can, that game could be bonkers tonight.
Yes.
I think that could be a very entertaining game to watch. So for those of you on the East Coast that maybe want, you're up late anyway, That one might be worth the price of watching it. That is on CBS Sports Network tonight. I think that can be a really good basketball game.
Boise 23-8, Utah State 24-7, and then Nevada in the same ballpark with their record as well.
Does UNLV hang in there against Boise State today?
I can't see. I mean, they should have lost yesterday.
I think that number is short.
Yes.
Now, they played at Boise on February 19th. They lost by 4.
But they clubbed them out here.
Yeah, Boise beat him by
18
points. Yeah. I think 4 is kind of a small number. Yeah, they're a bad basketball team. Should have lost it outright in regulation yesterday.
Absolutely.
And somehow they went on to cover. Those are the perils of betting this sport, man. But it's we had so many people, like yesterday after the show, either here at Circa come and meet us, and or reach out via social media and email saying, we're taking your advice, fellas. We're out here for the first time. We broke like an 8-year tradition, 20-year tradition. We're doing this instead of next week.
Yep.
And I've told every person the same thing. You're not going to regret it. This week, the next 2 days are as good as it gets. As you just said, games are 8 a.m. until midnight, pretty much. 30 minutes straight of college basketball betting discussion with longtime handicapper Bruce Marshall, and he has opinions on basically everything coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Welcome back. Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's been way too long, but his favorite time of the year, Barcelona. Bruce Marshall joins the show for a double shot. We'll go rapid fire with picks for the tourneys and today as well. Editor of the Gold Sheet. You've been in this racket a long time at Bruce A. Marshall on Twitter. Good to talk to you, friend. How are you?
Buenos dias. I am very good in my favorite time of year. You are right.
Let's start out here with the Pac-12. How concerned are you with the Clark injury? What does this mean for UCLA, not only tonight, laying 9, but moving forward?
It is very bad. I mean, they are not going to win this tournament because they don't have Clark. And they may not even win today against Colorado.
Oh.
And in one fell swoop, you've taken your best defender and you've taken your second leading scorer out of the lineup for the rest of the way. This is not a very deep team to begin with, and most of Mick Cronin's other guards are all pretty small. So what I think he's probably going to do, you'll see a lineup of Campbell, Singleton, and Bailey out in the perimeter with Jaquez and Bona as the bigs. But they just don't have a lot of depth back there, and they're very small in the backcourt. They may give a look to the 6'6 kid from Italy, Conca, who they have not played much this season. They like him, but they haven't played him much, but they may have to. They are very small out there without in the perimeter without Clark, and he was the guy they stuck on most of the other big scores. They could have trouble today. This is going to be the game. This is all experimenting now for Mick in the Pac-12 tournament, and today is experiment game number one, and it's all like in the laboratory today. Listen, Colorado almost beat UCLA full strength.
That's right.
About a week and a half ago, and they've got a game under their belts here, and they are, listen, Hammond is starting to play now, 21 yesterday. I think this is an upset alert. I would certainly take Colorado plus the points out of the pack today.
So you are adamant about this, though, the way it sounds. Right, UCLA, you said not winning the big tournament, but they're also not going to win the Pac-12 tournament. You're convinced of this?
I'm convinced, Mitch, that I don't think they will. One other note, tournament dynamics. Everybody at T-Mobile today who is not a Bruin fan is going to be cheering for Colorado, and that means all those Arizona fans who are there, and they bring a lot of people.
Yeah.
So there's enough people at a tournament like this that they all start cheering against a favorite. It's going to be like a home crowd sort of for Colorado today, too. However big the crowd is going to be, there'll be some people there today. That, too. But I think they could lose this game today. I really do. It's just, and the letdown after last weekend, and listen, Clark is almost irreplaceable for them. And I think they're in trouble, at least for this weekend, that's for sure.
Well, certainly the game after it, there'll be plenty of Oregon fans there, right? So, hey, the one seed's out, yes. The bracket opens up. How about Oregon laying 2.5 against the Cougs?
I've been waiting all year for Oregon to do something, And I thought, you know, it was some of the injuries, and then they brought, and then Cousinard and Barthelemy came back in January, and we've seen Dante and the bigs look really good at times, but they have not really strung anything together yet. The parts have been greater than the sum. On the other side, maybe we should just look at Washington State as the team that has put some things together. 7 straight wins. This is a team, I think, this is the sleeper in this tournament. I would put a flyer on them on a bet to win this tournament. Don't forget, they won a game at Tucson this year, broke a 28-game Arizona win streak. They should have beat UCLA up in Pullman. They've won 7 straight right now. Bamba, one of the hottest scorers in the Pac-12. He's scoring about 20 per game across the past 8. Mohammed Gay, they have length and athleticism coming out their ears, and they cause a lot of matchup problems. They just beat Oregon a couple of weeks ago up in Pullman. You're getting a couple of points with the Cougs. I take them here. I think they win this game, and I think they've got a shot to win this tournament. Remember, they made a run to the NIT Final Four last year, a little bit different composition of the roster, but some of those guys are still around. Kyle Smith's a darn good coach. I think it's Washington State today.
All right, let's go SEC. Your thoughts on maybe a sleeper to win the conference tournament, and your thoughts on any games that you like today?
I actually think Vanderbilt has a shot to win this thing. I mean, it's in Nashville. I know they're not playing at Memorial Gym. It's at the Bridgestone Arena. What a job done by Jerry Stackhouse here. They've won 8 out of 9. And after that Alabama loss, they lost their top scorer, Liam Robbins, but that's not a death knell for this team. One, they can play sort of semi-small ball okay, but they're sort of big on the perimeter, Vanderbilt. So, you know, they can get into the key and do some business. So Jordan Wright and Lawrence in particular are good at getting to the bucket. So they're not that small on the perimeter, so I don't want to get too carried away by no Robbins. There. Now, they are playing one team that beat them in the last 9, and that's LSU. And that loss right now, I think, is sort of keeping Vandy on the wrong side of the cut line. They can amend that this weekend if they make a run here in Nashville. But KJ Williams, huge game, 35 points, game of the year for him in that first meeting. Now, he's one of those several guys that Matt McMahon brought down to Baton Rouge from Murray State. This has not worked for LSU. In fact, that's the only game they've won all calendar 2023 was that game. This is a short price. It's in their hometown. Vandy gets its revenge. They win this thing tonight, get a little closer to the cut line, and this might be my sleeper team in the SEC as well.
I don't mind that at all. I took a flyer on Vandy to win the tournament at like 60-1, I believe. If you shop around, by the way, across the country, I learned that they were like 95-1 at some spots, which is a crazy high number. We talked about the UCLA injury, Bruce. Overall, the Zakai Ziegler injury, point guard, tore ACL for Tennessee. They're the 5 seed here in this conference tournament. What does that mean today for this game, you think? They're laying 11.5, and then their future maybe to win this tournament, or what it's going to mean next week?
Tennessee's not going to win this tournament. I don't think they're getting out of the sub-regionals either. I mean, Ziegler was a bad guy for them to lose, their point guard.
Yep.
And he was one of the guys who could step up and be sort of the go-to scorer. But that's been sort of the one thing a lot of Rick Barnes teams have or haven't had in the past is that one guy who can really carry you. And that this team never, even when they were going well, I mean, I'm trying to think who was their go-to guy. I mean, once in a while, Ziegler, was it Viscovi? Who, you know, that's why Barnes' teams are always out by the Sweet 16. They just don't seem to have that go-to guy. And now, without their point guard, I wouldn't take them in any game. I would not lay the points today. I'm not sure that I'd love Ole Miss, but I'm not taking Tennessee today. They're not going to win this tournament, and I don't think they're getting out of the sub-regionals next weekend because that's an injury they could not afford either.
All right, ACC, your thoughts on that tournament, and what do you think of North Carolina, Virginia today?
Yeah, this is an intriguing tournament because I kind of like Clemson, although I don't think they've ever won this thing. But they got sort of messed up here by being pushed late. They don't start until tonight, and they get NC State thrown at them. They really might need to win a game or two in Greensboro to have a shot to make it on the safe side of the cut line. They are an experienced team. And I like Hunter Tyson, and I like Hall. And I think they can beat NC State. Sometimes teams like NC State look great in their first game like they did yesterday. And a team that's been a little bit erratic down the stretch, I'm not sure they can put two of those together. So Clemson is sort of the team I sort of think can win this tournament, but I'm beginning to think North Carolina might have a shot too. So your second part of the question, I am going to take Carolina against Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tar Heel from James Worthy to Kenny the Jet Smith will tell you that North Carolina should have swept Virginia this year, that if Baycott didn't get hurt right at the start of that game in Charlottesville, that they would have won that game. They won the second game easier than that score indicated. Baycott played that game, although he had some foul trouble, but that was the game Pete Nance played really well. That's been the difference this year for Hubert, I think, is that he missed Brady Manick last year, who played that stretch four role so well. And Nance doesn't quite have that skill set Manick had, and Hubert's been trying to put him into that role. Occasionally he's done pretty well, but if Baycott stays out of foul trouble, the guard shot well yesterday. North Carolina, I think, wins this game. This is not as good a Virginia team as the title winner a few years ago that had some NBA guys on it. I don't think Tony's got any on this team. And Carolina playing in Greensboro, there's a great effort yesterday. They looked really good against BC, and they seem to play pretty well with their backs to the wall like we saw in the tournament last year. So I think North Carolina wins this today outright. And I think they're sort of my pick to win the tournament. They get by this one today, I think they would become my pick ahead of Clemson to win the tournament.
My God.
I think that if they win the game today, I think they win the next game, and then they're going to be in the ACC final. Bruce, hang tight. I want to ask you about another game in that tournament, because Duke opened up 4 against Pittsburgh. Well, the market doesn't matter. Pittsburgh was like the best team in college basketball covering numbers this year. Market said, I don't care. It's up to 6.5 this morning. Want to get your thoughts on that game, other outright winners in these tournaments going on, and other games that you like today on the betting board as well. We'll continue with Bruce Marshall, longtime professional handicapper and bettor, editor of the Gold Sheet here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
BetRivers online book, the place to be, great house specials, and a dynamite menu. Going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
We continue talking college basketball here. Bruce Marshall, our guest, longtime handicapper and bettor. With the Gold Sheet. We were just talking about the ACC tournament with you, Bruce, before the break, and I wanted to get into this Duke game with you. That opened up 4 last night as they're playing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, best team in the country, covering numbers all year long. That was a back-and-forth game against Georgia Tech all day yesterday, but the market doesn't care about their overall ATS mark on the season. They thought 4 was way too low. I'm seeing Duke now moving on the way up to 6.5. Do you have an opinion on this game?
Yeah, I would take Pitt. I thought the matchups are pretty good. I know they played Duke close. They didn't win, but they covered that game at Cameron Indoor. Duke away from Durham this year has been a lot more vulnerable. Even though they did win that game down the street in Chapel Hill last week, their record away from Cameron Indoor has not been that great. Pitt's very versatile here, and this is Jeff Capel. Against his old school, that's sort of an interesting angle. But he wrote the manual on how to work the portal, and I think it's still working for this team with Hinson, great player coming over from Ole Miss and Iowa State, and then Burton and the two guards he got from Marquette and Colgate. Pitt could win this game, so I'm not in with that. I'm not on board with that move. I think Pitt's the side to look at.
Okay, how about the Big East? Your thoughts on this tournament now that we're in the quarters and Nova and Creighton, the late game?
Yeah, this is a fascinating tournament because you've got, I think, at least one Final Four team is coming out of this league, and my gut feel is going to be Marquette.
Wow.
Because, yeah, I mean, there have been several nights this year when I've watched Marquette going back as far as that Baylor game, when they, to me, look like the best team in the country. A little different than Shaka Smart's normal team here, teams, because they share the ball so well. They can run the offense through either Kolek out at the point or Iguodaro at the high post, a great passer for a big guy. They share the ball. Cam Jones is like a mini young Dwayne Wade. They look like a team, I think, that could go deep and all the way into the Final Four. Now, having said that, tonight, though, I'm not sure about that game against St. John's, but I do like this Villanova game late tonight. And this is the team. This is the definition of a bubble thief here. Mm-hmm. And you guys have talked about it before. I mean, when Justin Moore came back, once he worked the rust off, this became a totally different team. And Kyle Neptune thought he would get him back earlier than he did. He had to wait till the end of January. But you've seen him suddenly pick up the pace. The last 5 games, 4 of them, he scored 17 or more. And the one he didn't was against Creighton. He had 8 assists in that game. And that's the game also that Dixon scored 31. Dixon, Daniels, and the freshman Cam Whitmore sort of grew up in the first 2 months of the season without Moore. They're getting points here against Creighton. They just beat Creighton last week. Here's a stat, boys. Yeah, about Creighton. Creighton really feasted on the lesser teams in the Big East this season against the contending class in the Big East. And I'll throw Villanova in there now, too. So you'd throw in UConn and Xavier, Providence, and Marquette. 10 games Creighton played against them. They covered exactly one number. They are 1-9 against the spread against the other contenders in this league. They squeezed out one spread W against the X against Xavier. Villanova just beat these guys 2 weeks ago. I think they win this game outright tonight. And this is the team that could still steal this tournament and become the quintessential bubble thief.
Absolutely. How about an early game today? Michigan, big one, big bubble game. Michigan and Rutgers, and your thoughts on the Big Ten tourney?
Yeah, I think Michigan gets them. And this is sort of a bubble eliminator, though you're in Michigan's case, it is. And, you know, a tough weekend for them. I mean, 95 minutes, and they get nothing to show for it. Three total overtimes at Illinois and Indiana. But they're playing better lately. Juwan's son, Jet, came back. And that's important for them because he gives them another dynamic score out on the wing. And he's a tough matchup because he's 6'8". And they've got Dickinson they can always dump the ball into in the post. I mean, they've looked like a tournament team for the past month. But they're going to have to do a little bit of business here in Chicago to get the call from the committee. Rutgers has not looked like a tournament team. And if they didn't make that comeback when Penn State stopped cold 2 weeks ago and that 1-point win at Wisconsin, I mean, that's it for about 5 weeks for these guys. They'd already be on the wrong side of the cut line. This offense has stalled. And Michigan just went in to Piscataway about 2 weeks ago and won handily, throttled them, 58-45. And that was the game when the freshman, Doug McDaniel, that's Doug without the O, D-U-G, scored 16 to lead the Wolverines in that game. I think they win this game maybe become a threat to win the whole tournament. I think they certainly have a shot to do so, although I'm going to pick Sparty to win the tournament. Tom Izzo, he's been here before. I think his team's playing much better down the stretch. I am not picking Purdue. I do not think this team is as good as it was last year. when they had an NBA lottery pick in Ivy and more experience on the perimeter. I'm not sure about the freshman guards. And Edie had another guy to share the post with last year in Trevion Williams. I know Edie's great. This team is not as good as it was last year. I don't think they win this week. And I don't think they get to the Final Four either, for what that's worth.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa, the Sports Betting Network. Bruce Marshall, our guest, Gold Sheet. Follow him on Twitter at Bruce Day Marshall. You're going to rain on the parade here. Look at this. Your thoughts on the Atlantic 10. But Fordham's finally having a good year, and you're going against them today.
Well, you're right, Paulie. I feel bad about that because I jumped on Fordham kind of early. And this is Keith Urgo. He slid over. He was there. He's Kyle Neptune's assistant. That 1 year Neptune was there last year. So Neptune gets the call to go back to Nova. Urgo slips in. He made a really good portal add in Khalid Moore from Georgia Tech. That gave them, along with Quisenberry, the holdover guard, a really good 1-2 punch. The non-conference schedule is not that hard for Fordham, but they did pick up momentum there. Why am I going against them here today? Because they had a lot of close wins, and because of ultimate respect for Fran Dunphy on the LaSalle side. He is doing it again. We started to pick up on LaSalle late in the season there, about mid-late January. They ran off 7 straight Ws. They did falter a little bit at the end, but here Dunphy is doing it again here. He's able to identify different combinations to work that can work for him. And one was bringing Nickelberry off the bench during the regular season. When he made that switch, that's when LaSalle started to make a move too. He's done some things lately here. And Brickus, one of the guards, all of a sudden, Fran is telling him, shoot, go ahead and shoot. And this kid is scoring about 20 per game now the last couple weeks. They won 2 in a row here in Brooklyn. I think they win today. And I think Dunphy might be writing a really good story here and maybe slipping through the A-10, which looks like a wide-open tournament to me. Dayton was the team I thought was my pick to win the tournament, but that's not too creative on my part. I think LaSalle's a team to watch. And actually, the winner of this game, LaSalle Fordham today, would be one to really watch the rest of the way.
So you're telling me that either a 12-1 ticket on Fordham or 40-1 on LaSalle might not be worth a small bet? Or, I'm sorry, would be worth a small bet?
Yes.
Okay,
I've done
both
it.
Those teams. Okay.
I recommend it.
How about out here, West Coast, Las Vegas, in the WAC? I grabbed Utah Valley early in the week at about plus 220. It moved down to $2. Now they're back to plus 240. Sam Houston, the favorite here, at plus 180. Who do you like in this conference tournament?
Wow. This one is kind of interesting here. You know, I think Utah Valley, although the rumor, I mean, it's almost like I almost want to refer to Mark Madsen as the Stanford coach. Now, that hasn't happened yet. They haven't fired Haas yet. And Madsen's still in, but that they are saying that rumor so much. He's done a great job there with Utah Valley. I'm kind of interested in Grand Canyon. And this is the one, they're the other one I'd look at here is Grand Canyon. This game against Seattle today. Grand Canyon, toward the end of the season, had that tremendous run of over games. They had 16 overs in a row at one point. However, two games against Seattle a couple of weeks apart both went under. For whatever reason, Seattle really seemed to slow down Bryce's offense. They meet today in game 2 out at the Orleans. So this is interesting. The total there is 138. Grand Canyon went way over in the first game. That's been their MO. For some reason, it didn't work here against Seattle. But I think if Grand Canyon can get over this hump today, this is going to be a team to watch. And they'll end up Utah Valley at some point for the bid. But Utah Valley would be my favorite. Tarleton later today and Billy Gillespie. I think Utah Valley gets in there 6.5, slightly into the Wolverines.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Great to talk to you. We'll catch up and do it again soon. Good luck.
Okay, boys. Thank you.
Well done. Barcelona, Bruce, Colorado, Washington State, Vandy, Carolina, Nova, Michigan, LaSalle. Also likes Irvine, Bakersfield under.
Yep.
There you go.
Great stuff out of him. Up next, we have an update to the Kevin Durant injury from last night. And I have made a bet in the last 20 minutes as a result of it. So I would advise you, if you want to tail this, to shop around. There could be something to it. And it wasn't pretty. What a fluky injury. We'll discuss. I'll tell you the bet that I made coming up and what the injury could mean for the rest of the regular season for Durant and the Suns next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.